Welcome to Exploring the Marketplace, a podcast all about how faith impacts our guests' careers and lives. I'm Sean Bowles here with my co-host.
I'm Bob Haston, and we're here to bring you unfiltered, powerful conversations with industry leaders, entrepreneurs, and culture shapers who are living out their faith in extraordinary ways. From billion-dollar boardrooms to creative industries, we reveal how God is moving through everyday, ordinary people just like you, and this podcast will give you courage, which is our goal.
Yeah, these are the stories you don't get to hear on Sundays. Plus, we get to dive deep in the latest trends in business, finance, entertainment, and politics, giving you real insight from a kingdom and biblical perspective.
This is where faith meets influence. This is Exploring the Marketplace.
Welcome to Exploring the Marketplace. I'm Bob Haston with my friend Sean Bowles. And today's episode, for anyone who's ever wondered how their faith intersects with sustainability, leadership, and even executive paychecks.
Yeah, we're diving into a hot topic in both corporate and faith circles right now, which is shaping sustainability with Christian ethics, or at least healthy ethics. You know, we're talking to Christian ladies, which is part of it, and we're also doing real talk about this. But around the world, faith-led businesses specifically are becoming a powerful voice in how we care for the planet and how we steward people and how we hold leadership accountable. And some companies are now even tying executive bonuses to sustainability metrics, proving that environmental stewardship and biblical responsibility can go hand in hand. And today's guests are living proof of that. It's going to be awesome. We have Janelle Rollins and Nikki Edmondson.
They're the founders of Mindful Merch. We're so excited to welcome them. They're powerhouse best friends. They're founders behind Mindful Merch, an ethical, purpose-driven fashion and merchandise company based in Australia. In an industry often marked by overproduction, waste, and poor working conditions, these two women are rewriting the rules. They've built a model that empowers women in Vietnam and Bangladesh. That's incredible, isn't it, Sean? Yeah. Wow. With fair wages, safe work environments, and family friendly flexibility. I knew I could say it. When creating high quality custom apparel for brands that actually care about how their products are made, with a commitment to sustainable materials, small batch production, and God honoring values at every level, Mindful Merch is a modern day example of how the marketplace can reflect the kingdom.
Well, today we want to have a real conversation, a real talk about something that's gaining traction in both the faith world and the corporate world, which is sustainability. But we're going to look at it through a Christian lens. And we're not just talking about recycling or green marketing, which is important. This is about environmental stewardship as a biblical mandate. And a lot of times, if you've been a part of certain types of churches, they think we're going to turn and burn. Like, we're going to go to heaven. It doesn't matter what's here. But when you think of how God gave us in Genesis 2, Adam was placed in the garden to work and take care of the world. And that wasn't just ancient farming. That was the beginning of our responsibility to steward all of God's creation.
Oh, yeah. I love that scripture. And now we're seeing something incredible happening. Christian businesses and their leaders are stepping into this space with real integrity. It's not just lip service. Some companies are going so far to tie executive compensation to sustainability goals. It's not just ethics, it's accountability.
And when you look at the environmental, social, and governance, it's pretty wild. If you look at it through a biblical framework, Bob, because it aligns with our core values, stewarding resources and treating people with dignity and leading with integrity. This is what we believe. I mean, the world's finally catching up to what God's been saying all along. And we're seeing this in major companies, like Fortune 500 companies. But then we're seeing Christians lead the charge as well. And their businesses are meant to bless, not just profit, which is really a really important distinction. And the Christian Leadership Alliance even highlighted that faith-led companies are some of the most innovative and sustainable because their why is bigger than regulations or optics. And they're building systems that protect the planet and uplift workers and demonstrate the character of Christ. It really represents that the kingdom is culture is in the boardroom.
Sean, this isn't just about big companies. It affects all of us, whether you're running a startup, designing products, selling merch, or working in corporate. How you source, how you waste, how you lead, it all matters. And it gets me thinking about how you waste, right? That's just an interesting thought. And there's so much to recycling and sustainability right now. sustainability isn't a trend, it's a testimony. When we build ethically, we're saying God cares about how we treat his creation and his people.
Yeah, it's interesting because we had a guy last season who created the Lomi device. Remember, he was a toy manufacturer and said, I probably built billions of pieces of plastic there in landfills today. Yeah. And I felt like God told me to repent by making something that would help the world. And so he created a device you could do composting on your countertop and help, you know, to develop plants and inside and outside of your house. So it would actually be like really healthy plants. And it became the number one tech device when it was released that year. And now they're on Lomi version, I think it's free right now. I think I bought one for Lauren and Tree after the show, just because I thought it was such a cool device. But I think that there's people who are getting a vision for what it looks like to not let this world be destroyed by humanity or the enemy's plan, but actually there's going to be pockets that look like redemptive of what God originally planned in the first place. When you look at businesses that do that, I think of, you know, different friends who are putting even mandates in their companies. And there's some friends I have that are entertainment company, and they have how even where they go and where they source for locations, they'll only source locations where it's fair trade, fair paid, and sourced ethically. And so like they did some Westerns. So even how they dealt with First Nations, you know, Native people, they want it to be completely fair and they want it to be completely agreeable. They didn't just go through a normal location scout. They actually went through a whole process to be blessed by the people that they were going to, in the sense that they wanted to film in a way that was like a blessing to everybody. So I think that people are thinking this way more, is like, how do we work together? How do we work in a way that's mutually beneficial, where there's fairness? And I think of even like the tariff thing. One of the things I heard our own president say is, I want this to be fair for America. It hasn't been fair for America in a long time when it comes to how we trade with other countries. And we want fairness. So there's a theme right now in culture over fairness in how we do business. And I think it's only going to increase.
It's interesting, Sean, in the construction business in my area of the world, I would say about 20 years ago, they started a green lead certifications that buildings now, new buildings have to meet these LEED certifications for sustainability.
Wow.
And so there's obviously you have to use steel, but they're sourcing different sustainable materials and trying to get these different levels of green LEED certification. So
that's cool.
It really is an interesting watching the sustainability continue to move forward.
Well, that's so cool. Well, I'm excited to talk to our guests today because they're a living, breathing example of what we just talked about in this real talk. And their business is a tool for redemptive impact. And Janelle Rollins and Nikki Edmonston are high school best friends who turned visionaries and entrepreneurs. And they co-founded Mindful Merch, a purpose-driven ethical fashion and merchandise company where you could buy like logo t-shirts or hoodies or anything, basically anything that would take the fabrics for the fashion industry. And you can make it for your company, for your band, for your entertainment purpose, whatever it is. And they're in Australia, but they have production partners in Vietnam and Bangladesh. And they're doing it from a desire to do things differently than an industry often known for overproduction or waste or poor labor conditions. Mindful Merch was created to be a company that truly honors both people and the planet. And they produce custom apparel and high quality blanks for brands that care deeply about how their merchandise is made, down to the cotton, the dye, and the working conditions of the makers. So what sets them apart totally is that their hands-on, heart-forward approach. You're going to hear it in them. I mean, they are building teams out of their place of conviction and faith. They're personally empowering women with fair wages, safe working environments, and family-friendly jobs. And they use GOTS, which is certified organic and Australian cotton, and every step of their process is focused on intentionality, sustainability, and dignity. So their business is a blend of bold vision and beautiful design, and we're going to hear from them up next, Janelle and Nikki.
I want to invite you to partner with us to spread the gospel around the world. And we're doing this through our TV shows and our podcasts, our social media. We're helping Christians navigate culture with a biblical worldview of what God's doing right now in society, news, entertainment, the church, through the Sean Bowles Show, which is our weekly commentary show on podcasts. We're building courage with our ministry audience for their calling and their careers for exploring the marketplace, which is a CBN news show and a podcast. And we're helping thousands to grow spiritually in their connection to Christ and training them to hear God's voice. And we're activating them in their gifts and helping them to have coaching tools for their inner development through Spiritual Growth Academy online. On top of this, I get to minister around the world with Sound Biblical Truth on Prophetic Edge through YouTube all week long. And we have Sunday services even with YouTube. And we have weekly videos, and this doesn't even touch other social media that we do. I, of course, do a lot of ministry with TBN, and I host a lot of different media outside of what we're doing in our ministry. But we want to have you come help us. We want to invite you to help us expand our reach And we are on testimony overload of the goodness of God, changing people's lives through the impact that we're having as a ministry. But we need you to help us create this media, this ministry. You can be a part of our team and our family. And we get to pray for you when you do this. We pray for our partners weekly. We get to resource you. We send you regular resources, both in the mail, but also online, because we want you to be equipped and reinforced. And we also have monthly partner meetings where you get to connect with me and our Bulls team online live, so you can feel the synergy of what God's doing and let it energize your life, as well as we get to pray for you live every month. And if you can't come live, you're still going to watch the video and get the prayer, because we take whatever God's doing in our ministry and we impart it to you so you can have the benefit. But become a partner today so our fruit becomes your fruit.
Well, welcome back, Sean. We're here with Janelle and Nikki, and we're so glad to have you here.
Thanks for having us.
I know, this is so awesome. I mean, it's not very often that God leads best friends to start a business venture together and to walk through what you guys walked through, because this has been not just another entrepreneurship, but it's actually something that you've had some real God directives that are unusual, I think. And so take us on the journey. Like, how did this start?
Well, like you said, we were friends through high school. We connected a little bit later too, in year 11.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we just, you know, when you just connect on a deeper level, which we now know is like on a soul level. And we always used to joke around that, oh, we're soul sisters, you know, we're more than just friends. Again, now we totally understand that. So we've been friends for a long time. We worked a lot of the same jobs together through school and outside of school. We traveled to Canada together when we were 19, traveled for a little bit, and then came back from that kind of both not knowing what to do. So I studied personal training. Nikki went into massage. And we kind of separated for a little bit there, still kept in contact, obviously, but weren't together. Until Nikki came back from Bulgaria, actually working with A21, which was an amazing experience. And then when she came back, that's when we went into business together, which I already had an existing fashion label, which I always spoke about Nikki coming into. And I was like, you'll be in this business. I don't know how or when. And we had this joke that she'd be warehouse manager.
Which basically was.
It's evolved from that business, which was our very first fashion label. We had a little boutique in Noosa. COVID hit. That was massive for us. We had to pivot really quickly, which was a bit confusing too, because we were listening to God. We were seeking him. We're like, you gave us this business. What do you want from it? And he's like, I want you to pause it. We're like, what does pause mean? So we did this announcement on social media that we're pausing our label. Everyone's like, what does that mean? We basically were like, I don't know.
Yeah. But he also, at this stage, because we had our boutique, but then he's like, I also want you to lease this new warehouse. And we were like, what? It's like the middle of COVID. Everyone was in lockdown.
Yeah.
No one's coming to where we live, which is like a tourist town. So we run off tourism. And then God's like, and I want you to lease this new warehouse. So we were just like, what? Like, this is so confusing. But we were like, all right, I guess we'll do it. So that was kind of in the pivot too of like, okay, we do not understand why you're telling us to do this, but we're
like, did you need the warehouse at the time? Did you need the warehouse? Leasing a building out of faith. The guy was gonna fill it, like, occupy it with warehouse activity.
We sat in there for months. We just sat in there working at the top, which was crazy, because when we got the warehouse, not only it was all divinely orchestrated, we got the exact one we had envisioned in the exact location when there was nothing available at the time. Everyone said, you won't get a warehouse. Not only did the guy who's leasing it to us say, what do you guys want to pay? And we were like, so we gave a price and he's like, done. Then I walked in the building and he's like, what are you doing here? And I said, oh, kind of what we envision is you walk in, there's a shop front, then you go up these stairs to a mezzanine floor and then you come out here. And we walked the whole thing through and his words were, I'll build it for you. So he paid to do the whole interior.
He did.
We wanted exposed beams. We wanted all this stuff. And he did the whole thing for us. We didn't lay down a cent.
No.
And which isn't the point, I know, but we were just like, what is happening? And then we sat upstairs working for months before we knew what we were doing. And then the Lord started to give us like the vision of why he's got that warehouse. But even then it was only little drip feeds and we're kind of like, okay, I think we're having it for this. And then lo and behold, over time, he gave us Mindful Merch, which was through a prophetic
work. Now, one of the things that I've seen in my career is when it really doesn't make sense, it's the Lord.
Yeah.
I'm hearing that with you, that it didn't make sense, the timing didn't make sense, that and that he's dripping things out to you. Mm-hmm. So you're there and then he gives you Mindful Merch. Tell us about Mindful Merch.
Yeah, so we just sold our first brand, which was the Traveling Kimono, so a little fashion boutique. And Nikki and I started TTK Collective, and that's manufacturing for other small brands. So we created a little team in Vietnam. We didn't want these ladies to lose their job. We knew that we couldn't support them on our brand alone. So we opened up the doors and we're like, we're an ethical manufacturer. We'll guide you through all the steps and nurture and coach you. And that kind of evolved. And that was our pivot in COVID, right?
Yeah.
Nikki was basically like, oh, this is so good being in a service business. Like, we don't have to outlay for product. And, you know, we can.
It's not that like hustle to like, we got to sell, you know? Like, and so we were like, we are never doing product again. And then next minute. God's like, okay, guys, I've got another product-based business for you. And we were like.
But he downloaded the whole thing.
Yeah.
What does that look like when you say download the whole thing? Because I understand that. I think Bob understands it too. But like a lot of our listeners are like, how do you get a download? Wait a minute. What does that mean?
Yes.
I think, well, for me, it'll be the best way I can describe it to people is I'm heading this way. So if we want to get into the carnal me, I'm like, yeah, this is what we need to do. And we're going to do this. And this is how it's all going to work out. And then from the side will come, nah.
Right.
Here's what we're doing and here's where I need you. And it will come almost like if someone was to sit and tell you, I guess, a little bit about your future, it's like that. So it comes from the side and it's kind of like, here's what you're doing, here's where you're going to be, and here's how I'm going to get you started. And then it's just a knowing as well. It's undeniable. So even though when I get them, I'm like, okay, all right, Lord, I'll still go straight to Nikki and say, here's what I got. Here's what he's given me. I need you to go and pray.
Right.
Often say the same to my husband. And anyone that's in our close little kind of prayer circle will be like, can you pray for us? Just make sure it's clear. And then when they come back and they're like, yeah, you're on. We're like, okay.
Yeah.
Wow. So you got to download. And what happened with the download? Like, this is incredible.
Told Nikki and she was like, great. how are we funding this? And I was just like, well, it's God's. It's, you know, God will make a way. One of the things with partnering with God in business is that full surrender. It's like another level of surrender. Because you're standing in faith as it is, but then you've got the actual realities and the flesh of it all, where you're kind of like, this might be a kingdom business, but there's still bills. Yeah. There's still, waking up every single day and I guess hustling in a sense.
Like the responsibility that weighs on you, like for the, like, you know, God's going to bless it, but we've also got to put in the work for God to bless it. So there's that day in, day out responsibility of like, okay. And then, you know, even like the stewardship of like finances and different things like that, like God can't bless us with a kingdom business to help fund kingdom if we're not like faithful in the little, or we're not ready. So there's been so many lessons that we've had to, you know, learn and just be like, okay, God, like, we don't know why this happened, but you know, if you had like blown us up or we went viral, we would have crumbled, because there's no way we would have been able to from the get-go be able to.
But that's all learned.
Yeah. So it's that whole stewardship of God's taken us on this journey from the little to now starting to grow bigger, because he sees the end picture and we see the end goal too. But we can't go from, you know, A to Z without going through, which has been a big journey for us as well.
We know how to steward lack though.
Yeah. Right. And you will as you grow, because financing will become tenuous as you grow. And one of the things that I love what you just said, Sean and I both talk to so many entrepreneurs who say, we want to grow 100% in a year.
Yeah.
And it's, our thinking is, you know, growing 10% would be really great because it gives you a place to get your processes and procedures down. Like you just said, if you grow 100%, you'll blow up. And so for you two to be mature enough to see that at such a young age is really wonderful. What have you guys struggled with? I mean, I know we could talk about cash flow, right? And I know we could talk about financing, but as you've grown your business and gone to find out what the Lord's speaking to you, and where's been a struggle in your partnership?
Probably doubt.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We were even just talking before, like a couple of weeks ago, because for me, like I 100% believe in this business and know God's called us, but I struggle a lot with, like, not so much doubt, but I was like, business is not for me. Like, this is not what I would have chosen. And so for me, like, you know, I'm like, okay, we were talking about it the other day and I had to repent because I was like, God, I, like, you know, I'm partnering with like the fear and the lies of like, I don't want to be in business. Like, this is too hard. Mm-hmm. And so it was like, for me, only even this was like, I don't know what, a month or so ago, I was like, I had to go home and just get into my prayer room and be like, God, like, I repent.
We were laughing about it.
Yeah. Because
he'll pull us up on things and I'll be like, so Nikki, I don't know if you're aware, but when you're speaking out like these little flyaways, like, oh, I wouldn't have chosen this if I, you know, and I was like, I think you might have to repent. And she's just like, really? And then we'll go away and think and we'll get like giggly and laugh. And then we're like, okay, Lord, sorry. Like,
yeah. And it's just, you know, to come back to that, because, you know, that's me coming into rebellion against what I know God's called me into. And then through that, you know, then I'm partnering with like bitterness and disappointment if things don't work out the way we're hoping it works out the first time.
It's constant renewing the mind and repentance, hey?
Like, totally.
Like our warfare prayers over the business are massive. Like it goes off in our phone each morning and we literally have to speak out this declaration against the business because the delays that have come and the opposition.
Yeah.
And that's how we know that what God's got prepared for this business, we have to kind of remove ourselves a little bit that it's not just a business. There's so much more to this. This is just the means to what's coming. And that's why the warfare and everything's been so massive.
Yeah, it's interesting because I feel like we deal with two different types of business people a lot in our lives. And one is like the people who want kind of like the God favor and blessing and wealth and the prosperity kind of thing. And then we deal with people who want a kingdom result. And they need a kingdom process to get a kingdom result. Yeah. It's not just they want to be blessed or they want favor. They actually want God to move and transform and build something. And then they're so reliant and there's that surrender. So even what you're saying, I think is so relatable because there's a lot of things that I've done. I know Bob would probably feel the same way that I didn't even aim at. It wouldn't be my first choice or second choice, but I said, you know, my life a long time ago, Jesus. And so he's given me process that I wouldn't have chosen for myself. And that just proves his leadership and his care over my life. And so I hear that in you guys. And I think a lot of people are still in that struggle of like trying to figure out, like, do you really go all in? Like, do you really, like, if I want that kingdom result, like I really do want God's result, not just to be blessed, but to actually see something for Jesus built. What is that process that gets me there? And it's very different. It is listening. It is prayer. It is intimacy with God. So I so respect what you're saying. I think I'd love for you to kind of define in your own words, because we did in the bio, but tell us about the business because it's so unique, right? To do sustainability and to do ethical resourcing and all these, or sourcing and all these things, like we're hiring people in other countries intentionally. Like, talk about that, because it's a model even some people in the world are doing, but they're not necessarily doing it with the kingdom values. So talk about that.
Yeah, it's something that's always been on our heart when it comes to businesses, to obviously do it the right way, do it ethically. And that comes at a cost, because not only are you paying a higher rate for everything, but everything's slower, more intentional, So I do believe that goes into your growth as well. It slows everything right up because just all the processes and everything you're doing, a lot of the time we see these brands that do blow up, who there's no sustainability side. They're just pumping out stuff.
Disposable clothing.
And then you know the practices aren't there. That's hard for us because we see that and we're like, oh, we could – sometimes it feels like it would be easier to do that. But to stay on, I guess, business terms, a narrow road as well and not stray from it. And make sure we're doing everything correctly. That takes obedience in itself too, because every thought, every decision comes back to our morals and our ethics and that foundation. So, yeah, it's been a big journey. Building our team from scratch in Vietnam and now in Bangladesh is huge. It's a massive responsibility. If we don't get orders through the door, we literally have to lay off people. Which is obviously comes with any business, but it's something like piercing almost when it's in Bangladesh and that, because you know what you're giving them, like what we're paying them, the way we treat them with love and respect. And they're Muslims too. And we've just got this beautiful respect there. I believe when we go there, they ask so many questions about Jesus. So I believe that's meant to be as well. There's something we're not sure what yet, because originally there was like feeling of are we unevenly yoked in business, and then we had to like get rid of that thought and realize like what we can do and what we can sow into them. And as Christians, the first and foremost thing we're called to is to love, and we love our team, like they're amazing. But just knowing that they could lose their job over there and how much harder it is to get help and work as opposed to here in Australia, like we are unbelievably blessed, it gives you this next level drive, hey, to keep pushing.
So essentially your company is helping other companies to produce merchandise, mindful merch. Tell us what the genesis of the company is. And then in your notes, you said this, your accountant said that there's no logical reason why you should still be in business, right? and why you should still be standing.
But I think he's secretly like cheering us on, but he looks at us and he's like, girls, like
everything. But I mean, this is God. This is God, right? This it's totally God. But tell our listeners and our viewers how they can find your product, what your mission and vision statement is behind the company.
So they can find our product online at mindfulmerch.com.au. We're also on Instagram, just under mindfulmerch. And essentially we are like a blank apparel company. So if you were wanting, like if you were a brand or like a company that needs uniforms or anything, we have like a supply of blank apparel. So like your t-shirts, your hoodies, hats, beanies, and then you can purchase that from us, and then you can put all your own branding on it. We also have like a custom made to order service. So you can come directly to us and we can work with our team to create
whatever you want.
Yeah, basically. So you can one of our artists that work with us, and she gets all our stuff, all her designs put on t-shirts, and we do all the branding and everything over with the team. So yeah.
But it's any company or business uses merch, really. Like ministries often do hats and hoodies. So it's a great tool for marketing. Mm-hmm. Like it's amazing, but there's also a cost to that. So we're trying to encourage larger companies that do like merch for musicians, artists that do a lot of merch as well, to just think about their merch. And we have a bit of a thing at the moment, which is called Think Before You Ink. Mm. And that whole campaign is just based about like, you do have a choice. So it might be a couple of dollars more to go ethical and sustainable, but it's worth it because the true cost at the end of that. And the blanks we produce, they're all on organic cotton and high quality fabrics that we knit ourselves and dye. We do the whole entire process, so we don't buy already made fabrics like a lot of companies. All the fits are tried and tested by us. And yeah, it just makes such a difference when you're producing quality merch with your branding on it. It represents your brand in such a positive way. Wow. So yeah, we just hope that there's a shift coming. We believe there is.
Yeah.
We're in transition.
Well, what you're doing is, again, it's so such a small part of the market that it has become such a big part of the market.
Yeah.
And this, and I love that in the Generation Z, there's been like even surveys done where they're wanting sustainable merchandise and they're wanting things that last and they're wanting things that don't, you know, just throw away. And you see stores that, I mean, Forever 21 was owned by a Christian woman and it's closed now all around the world, you know, except for I think there's still one in Korea. But like there's other companies that are like, great thoughts and they could produce all kinds of mass products, but they weren't doing it sustainably or ethically.
Yeah.
I'm not saying Forever 21 wasn't ethically, but for sure not sustainably. And I think that you watch that trend of where there's a people out there that want it. And I think it's because God is on this generation to say, let's do something that lasts. And I even think it represents the earth's crying out, like use me correctly the way that God intended, you know? So I love that you guys are doing this. I think it's so valuable. It's so important. So how do people ultimately get a hold of you one more time? Just say it one more time. Just, and we'll have it in the notes.
Yeah, probably the easiest way would be to jump on our website, which has all of the contact us. So that's just mindfulmerch.com.au. Otherwise, Instagram, super easy to.
And you ship all around the world, so don't get hung up on anything for everywhere in the world. Yep. It's so good. Your testimony, your stories, you guys. I feel like it went too fast.
Yeah.
So good. Really quick. There's so many layers we can go to, so maybe we'll have a part two. But this was so good. Thank you for being on the show today.
Thank you so much for having us. We appreciate your time.
Thank you for being a part of Exploring the Marketplace, where faith and business collide to shape culture. Stay ahead with free resources, online courses, and exclusive content at bowlsministries.com. And even dive deeper with our online training, spiritual growth mentoring community, or grab a copy of Wired to Hear, the book that Bob and I co-authored to help you hear God in your career.
We're building a global conversation. You can be part of it. Partner with us or donate today, or recommend new guests for our show to fuel the impact. Let's stay connected. Follow us on social media at Sean Bowles or at Bob Hassan.
And did you love the episode? Share it with your network and leave a review. It helps us so much to reach more people who are ready to bring the kingdom into the marketplace.
See you next time.